The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, welcome back in as Clint Sterner joins us as well. Shout out to Figgy, who's doing work. Everybody behind the scenes. B. Scott was on with us earlier. Now he's doing a lot of work behind the scenes. Reggie and Ron Radiothon, the first one we've done continues. We'll be here until 6 o'clock. Started at 6 a.m. and we've had a lot of fun. Before Reggie updates us where we are, again we get these phone lines going 713-572-4610. You can call in. Figgy will take care of you to get you in on a bid. He will Reggie will get you set up for that. But again, remember what you can do, how you can donate. That is text Sports Radio 610, all one word, Sports Radio 610 to 71777. And that is the way that you can donate. We have surpassed.
That boy hungry, ain't he?
I am, man. They're back here. We have surpassed 10,000. That is why I'm wearing this jersey.
Which, by the way, I've gotten texts that have asked that you either lower the camera or stand up every once in a while so people can check it out.
I think that's a good deal. I think you should stand until noon.
Understand, I'm just the messenger here. People are saying. I'm just passing things
right
on.
Mm-hmm. Quit trying to force me.
Yeah, he'd be Scott.
Doing stuff.
Oh, he come to get a bag.
Go ahead and grab that.
I thought he came in here. Hey, can you move his?
You can take.
The listeners want him to move his camera down so they can see the jersey. You know what I mean? I don't know if that's done physically or
damn
if you got
the jersey. You can see the jersey.
There you go. Sit back
foot,
a little bit so
man.
We can see
it. Oh.
Foot,
I mean,
man.
It's never enough for you.
I'm not going
to
lie. That scared me. I thought you did. Oh, you said
never enough for you people.
That was.
That's my grandpa's favorite.
That's a grandpa right there. That's a grandma
foot.
Grandpa right there.
Foot.
I don't like that
that's
at all.
He said, I don't like that at all.
I get real squeamish when we get close to the line
again,
there.
Again, people nervous. Just tuned in to 610 and Clint and Show are on. Y'all doing afternoon two or a program change? Reggie's on too.
Hi.
No, this is, there is a program change just for today. It is the Reggie and Ron Radiothon, and you all are doing such a great job helping us raise as much money as we can to help the Houston Food Bank. Again, their budget cut was $11 million this year. and they are still looking to service over a million people in this great city, and we are trying to help in any way that we possibly can. So you guys have done a great job thus far, and we appreciate and continue. Hopefully we continue to blow past all of these goals. All right, Clint, I'm curious of your thoughts on this one, because we talked to Seth about this earlier, as and Reggie and I talked about it a bit earlier, and I know your thoughts on where you believe C.J. Stroud really needs to improve. Do you think that it is imperative for two guys in particular, Kevin Durant and C.J. Stroud, do you think it's imperative for their teams, as the two best players on their team, that they become two of the biggest leaders on their teams? Do you think it is important that your best players, and in particular those guys, that they are leaders?
I think it's important, but I think it's less, it's significantly, not just less, it's significantly less important for Kevin Durant than it is for C.J. Stroud. I think in basketball, when you've got a just flat-out alpha, a dog that's the head coach, I think when you are in direct contact on a daily basis with your 10 guys and maybe five need it, I think that coach has the ability to really move the needle for the entire organization and ultimately for the culture, the chemistry, the accountability. I think when you have that coach in a basketball world that genuinely and sincerely has it, not the guy that does it with an iron fist, but the guy that genuinely and sincerely has control of his room, I think that's enough. I don't think you have to have great alpha leaders in that world. I think with C.J. Stroud, it's an absolute yes.
An absolute yes.
Absolutely.
It's not enough for Will Anderson and Jalen Petrie and Joe Mixon.
No.
The other leaders they have, you think it's imperative that he is.
Yeah, it's imperative that he is, not for the team, but for the offense, which ultimately is for the team. I think D'Amico Ryans has a lot of what Ime Udoka has, if not very, very, very similar. The problem is he's defensive-minded. The problem is when he walks into or watches offense, he's an overseer. He's not involved. He's not plugged in. He's not responsible to that degree. As a head coach, he's responsible for everything. But the offensive side of it, there's a disconnect. Just naturally, there is. That's why the offensive coordinator hire is so important. And that offensive hire, we've said it a million times, Ron, the offensive coordinator hire, or who that guy is, becomes far less important if and when C.J. Stroud decides to take control of this thing. And I think a lot of that has to do with leadership. I've said it a million times. Look, you everybody has their own leadership style. You can lead from different angles, but at some point in time, leading becomes difficult. Leading is not always about, I'll stroke you, I'll pray for you, I'll be your friend, I feel for you, I'm here for you. Leadership, at some point, you got to have some tough conversations. You got to have some rough conversations. You got to be able to say, hey, no, Nick Cayley, we ain't doing it that way, man. This is my offense. This is how we're going to do things. I'm like, you obviously don't say it like that in the game, but like at some point in time, he's got to take ownership. And I don't think the Texans are going to be a Super Bowl caliber team until C.J. Stroud does that. I think they're going to be a really good team. I think they're going to be a playoff team. I think they're going to be a dangerous team in the playoffs. But if you want to live in AFC Championship, Super Bowl conversations, live there for the majority of your career, C.J. Stroud's got it. He physically has it. He mentally has it. Like he has the tools. It's, to me, it's that there was never a doubt whose team the Colts or the Broncos were when Peyton Manning was out.
Mm-hmm.
There was never a doubt. Now I know you go behind the scenes and people will tell you on that defensive side of the football up in New England, there were some dogs, there were some dudes
Willie McGinnis, Richard Seymour, some of those guys.
But there was no doubt ever when they were making him runs, once Brady established himself, whose team that was. You look at in New Orleans, there was never a doubt whose team that was. That was Drew Brees' football team. There was never a doubt. The majority of championships, it's not a doubt, it's Pat Mahomes' football team. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you can say that maybe that Baltimore team back with Ray Lewis and them boys, Ray and Ed, were the leaders. That's all
I
you
would
needed.
Hope so, because that offense wasn't doing much.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's just like few and far between. Yeah. You can point to teams like that.
I think Reggie and Clint, you got to have if they're to me, I think the quarterback has to in football unless there is just an unusual person on the team that can override it in a way like Ray Lewis did. How many others can we name that were good football teams where you like this guy outside of that? I'm not saying there are none. I'm sure there are others, but like you need to have an overwhelming person like that. I've watched teams and I watched the Chiefs move out some of those guys that were the big leaders so that Mahomes could be the big leader. They moved on from a guy like Eric Berry, who was the big voice in their locker room, so he could take over the locker room. So I do think, especially in this case with CJ, I think it's more important than maybe other spots that he is.
Well, the opportunity's there, Reg. Here's the thing with CJ, in my opinion, and I keep going back to this. I don't really know how to couch it so you to get as specific as need be. Like, all the guys that we've mentioned from a quarterback perspective, from a leader perspective, they are comfortable making people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Right. And I ask all the fans of CJ Stroud right now, and all the people that cover CJ Stroud, do you know that CJ Stroud has no problem setting folks straight, being uncomfortable, and thriving in that moment? I don't. I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying at this point in time, I question whether he has the ability to do that. Now, that may be, again, Nick Caley. It may be at some point you got to tell Joe Mixon, hey, Joe Mixon, I got this, man. Chill out. I got this. You know, hey, Dalton Schultz, pick it up, man. You got to be kidding me, right? At some point, you have to do those things, and that's the part with C.J. Stroud that I don't know if that's in him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that I get to a place where I question him, but I think it is fair to ask, because I don't know, especially for a young guy, right? At some point, you grab hold where not only are guys willing to do things for you because they believe in you and they trust in you. I think the wide receivers have spoken to that specifically with C.J. I think it was Nico Collins I heard talking about it on a podcast that now I can't recall off the top of my head, but talking about that feeling. But then he also talked about how, you know, when with that tank thing, how they kind of had to bring him into that space where he's like, hey, you know, let's get back into it, where I think you would probably want him to be the guy that grabs guys. But I think that he needs to be, and he might be jarred into that, for lack of a better way of saying, because of the system that it seems like they're going to. They've talked about watching 03, 04 Tom Brady, or that time period, and it feels like that was where Tom was developing some of that. And I would be hard-pressed to imagine that they are not having some level of portions of, hey, if you're going to be the guy in command of all of this, also what needs to come in with all that is, you are the guy that needs, you're the final line. Like, you're the last line of defense on, okay, if that guy's in the wrong spot, that's on you, because you are controlling, you're puppet mastering the entire offense now. And I think that will engender some of what you're looking for there.
Yeah, look, I just think that at some point, D'Amico Ryans has to know that C.J. Stroud is going to make this offense go. It can't continue to be dependent on whether the offensive coordinator is the right guy or not. Right? I mean, how many offensive coordinators did Tom Brady go through, kind of deal? You know, I mean, it's got to be his baby, and he's got to make it happen, and he's got to be that alpha. And I don't know whether he's got it or not. I just think that's the next step for C.J. Stroud. I'll tell you what I'm looking for, guys, with C.J. And I don't know why, but Lamar Jackson sticks out to me in this conversation. I remember, I believe it was the season before. Helen, and it's happened multiple times since. But there was a moment when Lamar Jackson, he didn't get off in an individual's face or, you know, go to the media about an individual, but we could watch them play and he was zero doubt about it, frustrated with the protection or frustrated with the play call or frustrated with this or that. And he was letting folks know, damn it, this is unacceptable, in his own way, right? We've seen Mahomes do it a million times. You've seen all the greats do it a million times. I would say probably the most mild-mannered one was probably Drew. Maybe Drew Brees is pretty mild-mannered.
Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts is pretty mild-mannered. But that moment for C.J. Stroud, when it comes, I'm gonna feel a lot better about it.
Which is fun. It's interesting though, because
you need to visually see it.
I said it last year, Ron. You and I talked about it a million times. I don't know how somebody's not blowing up. I don't know how C.J. Stroud's not getting
that Vikings game in particular, where it was offsides, blown protections.
Yeah, yeah. And the majority of
and what maybe he wasn't ready yet. Maybe
That's right. Fair. That's so fair. But then the part that makes me think it's an issue is, and we didn't see those moments. But then he goes to the press conference and it's all, we can fix it. We'll be all right. Everybody's trying. Everybody's this. You know, at some point it's got to be, damn it, that wasn't good enough.
And it's
that was embarrassing. We are going to get this right no matter. I mean, you know what I mean? That kind of deal.
Like almost Tim Tebow, as I always come back to that. But it's possible he's not front street guy. In fact, like I would probably venture to guess that he's not front street guy. However, willing to have those conversations with his guys on like kind of the back burner.
That's the part though, Reg. I personally just don't believe is real.
Okay.
Like you can't pick and choose when you want to do it. Like you can't go like I'm not saying you'd ever push anybody out on Front Street, but you can't pick and choose when you want to be emotional and when hold guys accountable and when you want to show that something's unacceptable and something's not up to standard. Like you can't always pick and choose, and it's at some point we're gonna see it.
Yeah.
I think it's a huge step for CJ Stroud when it happens.
I know you said that's the biggest step for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, hell, he's got. I mean, everything else is, I mean, elite.
But you know what's funny? You mentioned Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson actually, last week,
more vocal.
He said that was the thing in his game that he feels like he wants to get better at.
Yep. He struggled with it. He openly struggled with it.
Yeah, wants to be more vocal. They want you to get off this CJ, the CJ leadership.
I'm sure they do. But guess what?
CJ doesn't have to be that type of leader, Clint.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm glad you don't. If you want to go, if you want to have 10 wins, you want to go to the second round of the playoffs and never be a true contender for a Super Bowl. You're right. I mean, that's fine. You're right. You don't have to. You want to pay a guy $60 million because he can spin it around the park a little bit. That's fine. That's cool. See what that does for you. I'm not getting off of it. I think it's the most important thing next to the offensive line protect.
Yeah, him taking that step. All right, as we continue, we urge that you continue to help us help the Houston Food Bank. Please, right now you can text Sports Radio 610-271-7777 or make the call in at 713-572-4610 to make a little auction bid. All right, we're sitting here. We need to pick those up here. In just a bit. What you got?
No, sorry. I was like, the text will get you to the donation site where you donate. Yep. We are just under $7,000 of raw donations here. And I got to salute Albert Vallet. I'm guessing that's how it's pronounced. Adam Bricado, Ivan Kwong, Larry Machniak. I hope I said that correctly. And then Sally Sheehan. All have helped us in this endeavor.
Is that Sally in here?
Sally went ahead and
I see you, Sally.
Chipped in as well monetarily. But then, of course, the dinners and the auction items as we're looking at them, the five that we have. I think, Figgy, do we have any updates? Or are we still in the same place?
Yeah, so we got a little update. Oh. So the dinner with B. Scott and myself at Comier's Kitchen. We got somebody. We are currently at $775.
Okay. $775 is the number to beat.
How did Figgy get in two dinners?
Look, he's just winning.
Man.
He's just winning.
What the hell is Fig doing, man?
I don't know.
Fig's
rigging this deal.
Man.
He's gonna get in two dinners, and he's gonna be like, "My total was more than all y'all."
Oh, yeah. And then when Ben is like, "I don't feel like going to the Painted Pendergast," he's gonna slide in there too.
Hey, and he got that. And he got that. Cormier's Kitchen.
Yeah,
shoot, that turned me on.
Y'all shouldn't have put me back here, man. I got the paperwork right here.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm used to being able to see the producer, Fig, behind my back with that little chuckle he just had right there.
Didn't feel right.
It got to you a little
bit? Well, no. I wasn't worried about that. That's real Kawhi Leonard, man. That's real Kawhi, Fig. That's real. I mean, he just hit it kind of low, and I was like, damn, was it? Yes, Fig. I didn't know if that was a drop or if that was really you, man.
And, hey, that still gets me. You producers, man, how the hell you have that on the ready that fast?
It's unbelievable, man.
This cat's here. This still out of hell. Like I, if you'd have told me, Clint just told me up what I'm about to say, then I would have believed it. And then he had that thing ready right there, boy. I'm telling you. But continue to roll with us through the break. Let's jump all of these dinners up. 713-572-4610. You can enjoy an evening with any of our four shows, and now Figgy and B. Scott. It'll be a good time, and we can do that. And of course, you can continue to donate. Text Sports Radio 610 271 777.
And shout out to our friend Steph, who made it clear on Twitter that apparently you have to capitalize it properly. So capital S, capital R when you have Sports Radio 610 and send it to 71777. I think that that's been some of the issues that we've seen some people have.
Yep. And if you're having issues, you can go to our Twitter page and you can really just click on the link there.
Yeah.
And it will take you right there.
Or if you're having issues, just text into the text line 713-572-4610. I'll send you the link. Really the most important thing is we want you to be able to
take care of
your
ass. You want to donate, you want to give, we will figure that out with you. We appreciate you joining us. Continue to ride with us here.
Yeah, man. It's money in here.
All right, let's go. We'll continue to roll through and keep you updated as the Reggie and Ron Radiothon rolls on.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, coming up here in just a second, when is Reggie going to get married? We'll discuss that here soon. Everyone can chime in, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. When is he going to get off the market? He is the only one on with myself, Clint Figge. When is he going to get married? We'll do that coming up in a bit. Maybe I'm just kidding. Just wanted to catch him off guard.
He about to walk out of here, man.
Nah, he ain't going nowhere. He's here till 6. His ass is. That's right. Clint Sterner with us as well. Figgy behind the glass. doing his thing. T. Mill coming in. That'll be a shot of energy right there. T. Mill, when he gets in here, boy, he's going to be rolling, man. You fool around. That maroon money, T. Mill might come in here and try to shock the world. But you all are maybe shocking the Houston Food Bank. And our first go at this, and we look to try to do this each and every year. And I am so proud to be a member of Sports Radio 610. And
the Houston community, huh?
And the Houston community, clearly.
H-Town Blue look good on you, brother.
I'll be honest with you. I thought there was a shot I'd be wearing this jersey. I thought I'd make it to lunch.
Still at breakfast, man. Strong.
This is in the 10 o'clock hour when this thing rolled through. But we appreciate you all so much because you guys have really shown out thus far. And we are not even, as Clint said earlier, not even halfway there. We still got till 6 o'clock where you can donate. And again, Sports Radio 610. 271-777. That is the way you can donate. And I know you've got some numbers that are jumping up right now and some other things that people need to know.
$8,000 plus in cash donations as of right now.
Damn.
Yeah, man. Appreciation to Ryan Fitzgerald and Cameron Umholtz, who have helped us get above that threshold. So thank you to everyone donating to the Houston Food Bank. It is worth remembering. And I think at near the end of the day.
Our guy Andrew just slid in through. He's been shouting us out throughout the week. Shout out to you, Andrew.
Yeah, he does incredible work around
here. Did you say Fitzgerald?
Yes, sir.
That's my boy on the east side now.
Oh, there is it go. Really? So the Baytown boy is showing up.
James Lewis earlier, his father-in-law right there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And you mentioned
James
Andrew.
Hillen, my old high school coach. Boy, okay, Eastside's coming through now.
Okay, shout out to the Eastside.
Yeah, damn. Fitzgerald, like, truck superstore over on the Eastside.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
I'm telling you, man.
Man, I got obviously love for all of Houston, showing love for all of Houston. And remember, the food bank does a great job of getting three meals for every dollar. So, I mean, I want to go and do the calculations when we get to the end
three
of this.
Three meals
and see
for every dollar.
Just how many meals. The Sports Radio 610 community would have facilitated the food bank being able to provide. But I did also want to salute. You could be a little selfish with your selflessness because we got some auction items in order for you to hang out with fellas of the Sports Radio 610. I want to focus on our two shows. I know that sounded real self-centered, but I think it's because there's some really cool opportunities. So there's $1,000 a piece is the high bid for both the In the Loop dinner. That one's going to be happening at J Bar M Barbecue. Myself, Figgy, Fig, of course, John Lopez. That I personally think Figgy and John are the salutes here. Like, Figgy is just a great person to be with. I mean, if you're a music person, he's got so much, like, perspective there. But then John Lopez has been doing this in Houston and in sports for a long time. There are stories galore. If you want to hear things about, sports in Houston, dating back a little while, I think Lopez sitting, being able to talk with him on that, but fishing, barbecue will be a huge thing. And then also, these fine fellas that I'm sitting with, plus T. Mill, hanging out at Carbock Brewing. So, like, if you like Houston brews, if you like beer, if you like hanging out, if you like talking gambling, T. Mill will oblige you there. If you want to talk, if you want to break down some X's and O's, I know Clint will get you. And then Ron is one of the most conversational people that I know in the world. That's going to be a very, very fun dinner as well. So, again, thank you to Carbock Brewing. Thank you to J Bar.
Tyler might be it himself.
Well, here's the deal, boys.
He's going to go for it all. Tyler will.
Here's the deal. If you've ever been to Carbock Brewery, I mean, letting your hair down a little bit is the way to go. You ain't got to worry about offending nobody. You ain't got to worry about being too loud. You ain't got to worry about staying too late. It's just good times for everybody involved. So, we got a little bit of an advantage there in terms of location, I think, in terms of letting your hair down a little bit. Everybody's going to be comfortable. Everybody's going to have a good time. So come on out, man. Come on out. Donate anytime, obviously. But call in 713-572-4610. This is a competition, damn it. And the drive is behind. We need a little boost here. So somebody get on that thing. We need about $1,500.
2,000. 713-572-4610.
Two grand. Let's go.
Again, there's no stopping. You can jump that any route you want. 713-572-4610 as you can bid on In the Loop and as well as the drive throughout. So a good time being had, Reg. Reg, you gotta be reaching that, man. What are you about 35 here, Reg?
Not 35. I'm 33 years of age.
33? I mean, close.
Oh man, I waited 10 more years.
You got 10 more years in you, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. Listen, I see my man. He's still making some moves. I don't know if you missed the earlier story. Reggie has the ability to just show his teeth and smile and the panties almost drop on the young lady. Yeah, yeah. I watched the lady at
I can see it
at the Daikin Park.
Easy. Oh, wow.
Almost let it ride right there. She was in there, I think, trying to get nachos, and she saw my man Reggie.
She's trying to have nice little set of nachos, hon. You got in the way of it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't stop no show. She was still in her line getting her food.
He turned me around and said, I'd like to just see if, just do it. Just to make somebody's day every once in a while, man.
Yeah, man. Well, you should.
I mean, how much longer are you going to play this field, baby? You going to say, how much longer are you going to play this thing, man?
Where's your head and heart at, man? Is it on your radar? I mean, just in a sense of like, hey, man, I'm personally in a spot, or is it like, hey,
I think I'm getting closer to the spot, but I feel like getting here to Houston with In the Loop has given me a little bit more stability than I previously had, and then now you can start thinking in such a way.
You can start thinking.
But you know, it's all about the right person, ain't it? You know, you got to find that right space.
33. Well, boy, I was 6 in.
Yeah, I'm not me.
You were 6 in at 33, huh?
6 years. I was 6 years, man.
I'm 6 in something.
I'm 14.
Okay. It is 11:34 in the morning still.
The drive brings us nasty everywhere, baby. Somewhere Tyler has a tear in his eye. Because Clint said, no, I was 6 years in. 33. I was young, but 33 is my best friend got married around that age, and then had a child a little bit later. But man, it's like you
gotta be right. It's gotta be right, man. You gotta be in the right spot. She gotta be the right one. I see a lot of people put up with a lot of stuff, man, that I just don't believe is necessary. You know what I mean? It can be perfect. It can be perfect. Mm. Life ain't. The relationship may not.
I'm hearing don't settle.
Oh, don't ever
say.
Yeah, ride it out.
Don't ever say. I feel like I'm probably more qualified to speak on this than anything. Absolutely do not settle and do not ignore red flags.
No. Sometimes you almost do.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you ignore and allow... In a boyfriend girlfriend relationship, it's gonna get magnified times 10 once you tie that knot. Do not do it. That is woo wee. Boy, I tell you what.
Have you ever even been close in the mindset of like, man?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
You get
on Tinder is what the text
Love Island
is telling you.
Love Island. Oh, you on it yet?
No.
Hudda is the perfect example.
Oh, you haven't started watching it yet.
What do you mean started? I had no intent of doing such a thing.
Oh, I thought that was your show. No. I misheard it.
No, yeah. No. See, I was just amazed. The reason why I was talking about it yesterday on In the Loop was because I've been fascinated seeing, like, on my timeline on social media, seeing the many people tweeting about, you know, this Love Island. And obviously, we've seen people live tweet shows or something, but it feels like it's gotten to a different level. The only time I recall people tweeting about things in this manner is when I watch sports. And I was like, oh, this is sports now.
Yeah.
Like, this is just... Flat out,
I'm about to get on it.
There are factions. There are people that like hate one way or the other. I'm like, this is full on sports. And Hudda, as you mentioned, is one of the big ones that I've seen.
She's a mother. I think she got a 6 year old, maybe 4 year old. I can't remember
the way you said it. She's a mother.
She is. I would say she's on the sexy side, depending on your taste. But I think it'd be hard to deny she's on the sexy side. And she's had a little bit too much lip injections and fake eyebrows for me, but she's on the sexy side. And she picks a real good-looking dude from jump, and she has no problem saying, hey, I like real good-looking dudes. I like pretty dudes. And so she picks him, and they're smitten, you know, for the first 7 days. And it's funny because they all sleep in – like, they're coupled up, and they sleep in these beds, Reg.
Mm.
And you see – when at night they all sleep, the couple sleep in the same bed.
It's some of them fornicating.
They're the only one that eventually got there, apparently. But they admitted it. But all these couples are sleeping in one room. They're all in the same room, and the couples are in their own beds. And every night when the lights go out, they kind of pan one of them night vision cameras through there, right? And every episode I've watched at nighttime, there may be some cuddling or maybe a little kiss or something. Hudda got a leg on old boy.
Hell yeah.
Hey, she's kissing behind that ear.
Come on now.
She's kissing behind that ear.
That offhand
is slid up behind that other ear.
Come on.
My man's just trying to sleep every night. Every night she's leaning in on old boy. And so I know what he's up to. But once they had a little adversity, Reg, she went off the deep end. Started calling him a PAB.
Ah, yes.
Started standing around behind corners when the guys were talking, listening,
ooh,
crying, screaming across the house. I said, bruh, you better get out.
You better run.
Jeremiah, get your ass out. I don't care how good it is. That one's crazy, Chief.
Untied and undefeated.
I'm telling you, and he's going to ignore it.
Oh, of course.
He's going to ignore it.
When you're kissing on the back of the ear like
hey,
that.
Hey, all six or eight of them, how many's in there? They should all run from that heifer.
I just love the breakdown that I'm getting right now.
I do.
She should be the most mature one in the bunch. Ron, she's a mama.
She's got a mom.
She's got to be. She ain't no choice.
Her kid's going to watch
And
her.
She done went off a deep end. I said, ooh, wee, that sucked. I knew that crazy was coming.
Yeah. Tinder can't be this place to find it. I just said, anybody find her? Hey. Anybody, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Is that where you found your mate? You find your mate on Tinder. What are the other ones?
Bumble. Bumble seems to have a little bit more success in just kind of anecdotally because that's the one where the women initiate. So yeah, you know, we kind of
that's money right there.
I think Hinge is one of them big ones.
There's a reason why I didn't survive long enough to get involved in that. That'd have been smoking the city.
Oh God, what?
That would have been smoking the city.
I never came close to getting to it.
You know, whew. Red, you got to go through your friends, man.
Okay. I see what you're giving
somebody,
me.
Somebody got to know mom and daddy. Somebody I know got to know mom and daddy.
I think I largely agree
tell
with
you,
that.
Man. Ooh. If you don't, boy, that's a real roll of the dice. We might as well go over to Lake Charles.
Do what Akeem did.
What'd he do?
Go down to the Black Awareness. Black Awareness Convention. Maybe you'll find.
Or he could go Mutombo.
Oh, we're just walking to the club. Who wants to sex Mutombo? Anyways,
here's the answer to that.
That's my favorite story.
No. Like he never said I didn't say it, but he just said no.
Well, Alonzo Mourning basically confirmed it, which makes it even better. Shea Wickham back in the lineup again today.
91.
I mean, you hit a home run. You
91
might
91 Herner.
And did we jump up some more?
91
Herner. Are you for real?
See, we get talking about Reg getting married or not in relationship advice, and all of a sudden people get friendly with that bread.
And if you wanna maybe be the next one, I ain't gonna lie to you.
I see you, Francis.
My last co-host, Reggie, met his wife on the dating game that they did on the radio show. They did a segment where, hey, Josh Vernier, you're single. Three ladies called up, and
one of them was it.
And one of them was
his
wife.
Oh, that is so beautiful, man. Yeah.
I mean, I bet Sally would love it. Sally's been trying to set me up with somebody from her office already. I feel like that's my mama or something.
Sally,
so
man, don't be Sally, don't set her up with no crazy ones.
What do you think about Sally?
I have not had an opportunity to meet Sally, but she seems like a lovely woman.
I need to meet Sally. Sally, you want? That's fine. She can be. I'm not saying you want to date her. I'm just saying, Sally, you want to set me up. We need to grab a drink.
Or she could bid on this dinner.
I need, yeah, you go
and bring
bingo.
Her along.
Great call, Fig.
Well, maybe me and Lopez can ISO.
Yes,
wow.
Indeed.
Wow.
I got to get to know a little bit. Sally said she got.
I see what's happening here.
Sally got 40 years in the medical in the nursing or medical doctor.
Oh, that's
world,
right. Yeah,
right?
40 years.
So
yeah.
She's off to a good start.
She is. She's probably got somebody there.
Especially,
make their own money.
No offense, but if you don't want a crazy one setting you up with a crazy one, that's even double trouble.
That's right.
Because then you got two of them feel responsible for it.
Text line coming through, Freakiest Girls on Christian Mingle. Okay. So that's a way to step out of this and move on.
We ain't looking for freaks, man. He's trying to get married.
Wholesome.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you like a little combination of the two, but
yeah,
I mean,
we can't just
lead with freak.
Well, they're leading with Christian Mingle to freak. Right, there's a way to get there.
How do we end up here again?
Again, the best way to move through this is to let you know to text Sports Radio 610 to 71777 to help us help the Houston
Capital S, Capital R.
There it is, man. It's been a great run, and we can continue to do this as we will be here, Reggie and myself, until 6 o'clock. Also, 713-572-4610. Make the call for you to bid on these dinners.
Yeah, including got to beat 300. All you got to do is beat 300 to hang out with Area 45. They'll be hanging out at Christian's Tailgate with you and a friend. All you got to do is $300. Call in 713-572-4610 as we might have to force the food bank to up the goal. Actually, not force. They already did it.
They have.
Goals
They've
moved up to 15,000 because you guys are doing such a great job supporting.
They have to be floored
today.
Over there.
I'm sure.
I'll be honest. I am a little bit myself. But it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. We'll return here as we continue with the Reggie and Ron Radiothon. All right. As we continue here, yes, this is we're on the show you're listening to at 11:47, which is unusual. Reggie is with us as well. This is our first
annual.
Is Lopez on? Yes, John Lopez is on with us. It is our first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon here at Sports Radio 610. And John Lopez, who is gracious enough to join us from the Hill Country, we'll get to him in just a bit. But I do want to go over some numbers. We have had some recent changes. As Reggie said on the other segment, they've jumped this goal that started at 3,000 that we eclipsed in the first hour or so, and now it is a new goal. For the second time, we've moved it to 15,000 right now. You guys have been amazing, and we've got to be closing in on that anyway when you combine the donations you guys have sent in and as well as the bids. But where are we at right now as we sit here with donations?
Cash donations are currently coming in at $9,400.
$9,543.22.
Oh, some more just came in. Like, you guys are making this happen faster than I can refresh the site. You're right, $9,500. And $43. A lot of appreciation to James Escamilla, Francis Shenny, I believe is how that's pronounced. Apologies if I said that incorrectly. And then Royce Huffman II, is coming in here as well.
My boy Royce over at Thrive Drip Spa right across 59 right here, y'all. Royce is, we played a little summer league ball together back in the day, man. Local, born and raised right here in the city. Good dude, man. So appreciate Royce for jumping on board here as well.
Yeah. No, I appreciate everybody. This has been amazing. Clint, I know you're about to get up out of here and enjoy your weekend moving forward, holiday weekend as well. We appreciate you jumping in and taking a couple of hours out with us.
Thank you guys for having me, man. When I sat down, my goal was, I thought it was maybe a little lofty, but my goal was for the time I walk out of here at noon for this thing to be at $10,000 donated. And we are, as Rez just said, 9,543. We got 10 minutes to go.
We
got 10 minutes. Can we pull this thing off? Can we get to 10,000 before we get done with this segment, which really means we got about 6 minutes, right, boys? Or 6 minutes? Is that fair?
Thereabouts.
So let's see if we can get to $10,000 before the noon hour hits. And that'll give these fellas 6 hours on the backside of it. They'd be halfway there. That'd give them 6 hours on the backside of it to see if they can't blow $15,000 out of the water as well. So again, text Sports Radio 610, all one word, Sports Radio 610 to 71777. 71777, text Sports Radio 610, all one word. It'll send you a link. You click the link, it'll take you right to the Sports Radio 6 Radiothon page where you can donate. Or you can go to our social medias. I know my social media at Clint Sterner on Twitter. On Facebook as well, I've got the link right there where you can just click on the link and it takes you right to the page to donate. Let's see if we can't get there in the next 5 minutes, get that 10,000 number knocked down.
We appreciate you joining us. John Lopez in his normal slot is with us. Lopez, man, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I was jealous as hell of the scenery in the background of that video man. You made yesterday. I don't know what was in that teal solo cup. But I wanted it all, man. We appreciate you. Already, people are saying, hey, we need an item to go fishing with Lopez. We need an auction item to go fishing with Lopez. Maybe down the line in the future, we'll maybe be able to talk you into doing something like that.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to talk too hard. We can work on that. We can work on that for sure. But, yeah, man, I've been kind of checking in. Obviously, not a great signal all the time up here. We're probably about 3 or 4 miles outside of Dripping Springs up in the hills. So I got to sit right here on this top of this hill to get the best signal. So, but I was excited, man, because I was keeping up with it as best I could. And last I checked, it was like 5,000. So listening to Clint and you, man, that's amazing.
No, man, it has been amazing. And it's like I said, Lopez, you've been here a lot longer than I have. To kind of see the power of our listeners, the power of Sports Radio 610, and when Houston wants to get behind something, even with us just, you know, really kind of doing this, you know, in the last week or so, it's been amazing to see the effort that, and we're just almost 6 hours into this thing.
I do have a question for you, though, and that is, you, one of my pet peeves, as Reggie knows, is, you know, it's not a first annual. It can't be a first annual. It's not an annual until you have the second one. So this is the first one. So, but I guess as much money as you guys have raised and are continuing to raise and we're going to raise here on Sports Radio 610, I guess we can go ahead and say it this year because you're right. The listeners have been coming through big time.
That was clearly done for you, John.
That's right.
That was on purpose to piss you off to say our first annual. I almost didn't do it and Figgy corrected me and I had to get that right. Mm-hmm. Our first annual.
Yeah, we knew that it should be inaugural, but we were like, what would make John the most upset?
That was it. I was listening. I was like, nope, that's not right. But I'm good because I know there's going to be a second annual now.
Hey, Lopez, just for you, I almost took the bait. I heard Fig say annual. And I heard Ron pick up. He picked up the signal, and Ron went with that old first annual, and almost said, hey, man, it's not. And then I thought, That is Lopez. Yeah, man. That is for Lopez,
as
baby.
Lopez knows, man, it is what it is,
man. Hey. You can't. And by the way, that was rum with orange juice and a little bit of sparkling water right there on top of the hills last night when I did that video. It's been good. It's good to get away. I was thinking about Clint, man. We're listening since we're here. We're listening to some old Texas country here and there. So
come on, hey. Look, I just got the text, J-Lo. My wife and my two baby girls are downstairs picking me up, man, and we are heading that direction, man. So I can't wait.
Oh, nice.
Woo-wee, I can't wait.
Nice.
John, while I got you on here, you have been in this city as long as anybody covering the sports teams. We were discussing this earlier, Reggie, myself, and B. Scott. Is this for you the best at one time, and I know there's been some time you've been here, even with the Oilers and recently, is this the best that you've seen all three of the major sports franchises, like in terms of the possibility of the winning, the success? Is this the best that you've seen all three at once?
Yeah, no, I don't even think it's close, because there've been like a little bit of overlap. Like if you go back to the Warren Moon Oilers, that was right, you know, before obviously Rockets won their championship. But it was several years removed from when the Astros were. It's like barely, like they almost crossed over, but never at the same time when they were in their championship window, so to speak. You know, you can go back maybe a little bit more to like 86, if you want to go to 86 to 89, but then never all three at this level at the same time. It's crazy, but I'm also, you know, obviously keeping up with things as best I can when I'm up here. And it seems like obviously with the Rockets moves, they've reached to a higher level. And then of course the Astros, I know Yordan had the proverbial setback, which should come as a no surprise to anyone. you talk about taking the bait. I almost take the bait every single time. Every time I almost take the bait. Well, now he's going down to Florida. All right. Maybe he's okay. Well, nope.
That is, you're right. They get me every time. And I know it's coming, and I know not to trust them. But I think, I've honest to God, I thought, all right, this time, man, they set him down. They'll get it right this time. Nope.
We just keep letting them Charlie Brown us, don't they?
Nope.
They just keep messing with it.
Nope.
We are Charlie Brown, because like this time I was like, okay, he's gonna come back. All right, good deal. Nope. Not gonna happen, but to answer your question, I mean, we're in a good spot. Obviously the Astros now, you know, you got to kind of, you know, figure, you got to be a little bit reticent about their chances down full, you know, all the way down the line. But now what are they, one game away from the best record in baseball, in the American League?
It's insane. All right, John, man, we appreciate you. Have you a good time. Clint said he's heading your way. As he's rolling out here as well, and we appreciate you joining us and letting me slide in your time.
That's
here.
That's crazy.
Oh man, I love it. All right. I love it.
All right, that's John Lopez.
Just real quick, if I can just say one, but this I want to make sure I said this on the tweet, and I want to make this clear to all the listeners. This is something that you and Reggie came up with on your own for all the right reasons. I know it's been said today, but this is something like. We're peers, and you know, I don't got anything on you guys, but I feel proud of you guys. Like you know what I'm saying? It's like this is a really cool thing. A lot of times you'll see people talking about, is it because of this or that, or what side are you taking, this or that? Doesn't matter what side you take in terms of what's happening in the world. This is something that everybody can get behind. You guys have put it together, and I'm just really proud. Like I said, it's not like I'm above you in any way. We're all peers, but it just makes me proud.
All right, means a lot, Lopez. We appreciate you. That's the OG. He'll be back on Monday, I presume.
Might be Tuesday.
Tuesday. He'll be back on Tuesday, as in the loop. We'll be back together then. We appreciate you again, man. Enjoy yourself up there.
Yes, sir.
All right, that is John Lopez. And Clint, you're going to be on your way out. Did your goal get achieved?
The goal got achieved. I can't look at it right now. I think we got well over 10 grand right there before we got up out of here. But I want to echo some of the things that John Lopez just said, fellas. I'm proud. I tip my cap. Thanks for letting me be a part of it. The Houston Food Bank is absolutely tremendous. I encourage everybody out there to not just think of it today, but also down the road. Don't let it slip your mind just because we're not front and center talking about it. But I want to encourage everybody out there also to support their people, man. And you two guys, man, y'all have been really good to me. Y'all are obviously some of my closest friends. I spend the most time with you guys on a daily basis. I'm proud to call y'all friends. The energy and effort that you put into making this happen is admirable. And I got with my Eastsiders, man, some of my Sterner family over there. And the Houston Food Bank is special, obviously, but I want to support my guys. We don't do that enough in this world of supporting each other mentally, physically, financially, and y'all have encouraged me and us to donate a little bit more, and so we're going to throw another $500 on top of that thing. Get us over $11,000 before we get out of here at noon, man.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.